Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Minister for Public Expenditure and TD for Dublin Central with Fine Gael, Pascal Donoghue, is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire.
I want to ask you, just going back to something that Micheál Martin and Simon Harris said to me here yesterday on the programme yesterday evening. They were talking about the job that the government has to do, and they both made the point that the nomination of the EU commissioner needs to happen pretty quickly, and that is one of the things that will be front of mind for government. When do we expect to hear the government's decision on who we're sending?
I expect that will happen in the coming weeks. Ireland has a tradition of putting forward very strong candidates for the commissionership, and I'm sure the party leaders will want to conclude the working relations that in the coming weeks.
Okay,
and
it is
a matter for them.
But it is a Fianna Fáil decision, isn't it?
Yes, that's my understanding, and I'm sure this will be considered by them, but I'm very confident that whoever the government puts forward will be a very strong candidate, very well positioned to contribute to the European Union and to Ireland.
Okay, and you expect that to happen in the coming weeks. So looking then as well to the near future, would you agree that the battleground politically has shifted fairly significantly, because the centre has held, but it is clear that the people that you need to take on now are the independents, which are a really disparate group running for all sorts of different reasons. How will Fine Gael deal with that challenge?
So the next general election, when that happens, which I believe will be next year, will be a fundamentally different election to the local elections. We've learned that again and again. The people of Ireland have proven again their sophistication in terms of how they vote, in terms of how we deal with whoever our opponents could be whenever that happens. It's about making the case for the work that we are doing. That's what we did during these local elections. I'm a great advocate for the political centre in Ireland, have been for many years, have always been very optimistic about its ability to make progress. And Fine Gael, under the leadership of Simon Harris, has showed its ability to do that, despite the predictions of very many.
But it's probably, would you agree, easier to provide opposition to Sinn Féin in Dáil Éireann and elsewhere than it is to a group of independents with all sorts of different agendas?
Respectfully, I'm not in the business of providing opposition to Sinn Féin or to whoever independents could be. I fully respect the decision that people have made and who they've elected now to councils. I've just been out early this morning now to see the opening of 40 new homes in the heart of the north inner city that will be providing great homes for residents very shortly. That's the work that we need to continue and make the case for that. And I'm very confident in our ability to do it. But above all, I'm here in my office today. We've plenty to do in the run-up to the budget and afterwards, and that's where our focus will be, Claire.
And also on by-elections, if we look at what's going to happen in the European elections, do you have the appetite for that while, you know, negotiations are going on with the budget, and then we will have a general election coming up not too shortly afterwards? Does it not make sense to get the whole thing done and dusted in October or November?
Well, actually, I believe the approach that Simon has advocated as our Taoiseach, but indeed the other party leaders and the three parties have made the case for, is the right one in the coming weeks and months, which is just to make the case for completing our work. We'll cross each bridge when we come to it, but we have a mandate that takes us up to the early part of 2025, at which point we will have a fifth budget done and passed and implemented, and I believe making a difference to our country in the early part of next year. So we'll cross each bridge when we get there, but I wouldn't like to prejudge whether there'll be by-elections or not, or how many, until we see the results from the European Parliament elections, which I expect, Claire, will become a little clearer as the day goes on.
Okay, and just looking at where things stand at the moment, you're at 22.9% in the local elections. I mean, that is likely to change somewhat, we know, as the hours go on. Fianna Fáil at exactly the same. Sinn Féin at 11.8%. Do you think it's risky to read into that, that you might see that replicate in a general election?
As I said at the beginning, I believe a general and a local election are fundamentally different experiences. It is hugely important who runs your local authority and who represents your local community, but it is a different matter who's in the Dáil and who's leading the government and who is in government, and whether the TD you're voting for wants to be in government. So I'm not making any assumptions at all regarding how our voters will perform, how they will evaluate options when we get to the point of forming the next Dáil and government. All I do know is that I have a job to do, my fellow colleagues in government have, and we will continue with mm-hmm. that.
There's a lot
if
of
I can make one very broad...
Yeah,
if I can
no,
make a really broad point, Claire, if you don't mind, I didn't catch the name of your final panellist before I came on, but I heard her make a very valuable point that I just want to emphasise as well. I think it's understandable in the run-up to an election. We put a lot of focus on some of the new difficulties and behaviours and attempts to intimidate that did develop. But I think it's worth not losing sight of the broader picture, which is that we have seen, again, a very broad and diverse set of candidates elected to office at a local level. And for the vast majority of our candidates, for the vast majority of the time, our politics was conducted in a very civil and a very appropriate way, which reflects how our country sees politics.
Okay, well, that's...
And I think it's great to hear that point made.
Okay, and that was Dr. Teresa Reedy who made that point. And she's amongst the many analysts who are asking, why would the government wait now to have a general election into next year? But perhaps from a Fine Gael point of view, there is a reason, because you've got so many retiring TDs, you've got new candidates now coming through in the local elections. You need some time to bed those in and get them general election ready, would you say?
Look, again, my job is to continue with our work in government and to make a difference to the many issues and challenges that I know are there at the moment that I heard about on the doorstep. But whether it's Fine Gael or any other political party, Claire, we now have lots of new local councillors elected, and we'll have to consider what the right approach is at general election time.
Mm-hmm. But you do need new people, because you've got so many people retiring.
But sure, isn't a great thing that we've so many new people elected? And what is now happening is exactly what I said would happen, that the perception and narrative about Fine Gael would change, and it is changing, from why are people retiring to the reality now that we've lots of new candidates, lots of new people that have been elected to the council that will be ambitious to do well in the future.
Okay.
And whether it's us or any other party, of course, they'll take a bit of time to consider all of that.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Pascal Donoghue. I'm Donica O'Leary, Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection and TD for Cork South Central on the line. Donica, I'm sure you heard that there. Pascal Donoghue says the perceptions about Fine Gael are changing.
Well, look, I mean, I think we will have to see. I think what I agree with Pascal in relation to is that general elections and local elections are a very different experience, and I think we will have a very different campaign. I think an awful lot of independent candidates were elected in the elections over the weekend. A lot of them very good, very active on the ground and so on. I think it will be a different choice for people who maybe aren't in favour of the current government when it comes to selecting their local TD, because a lot of independent TDs, of course, do support the government. And the next general election will be a choice between the current government and an alternative, a viable alternative that can offer a change of direction in the key issues facing Irish society in terms of healthcare, in terms of housing, in terms of childcare, in terms of many issues.
All right.
Not the day that we would have been hoping for.
Yeah.
I would readily acknowledge that. But we have made progress in a number of local authorities.
Donica, can I ask you specifically about what's happening in Europe now? Because Barry Lenehan, our reporter here in RTE, he's done a little bit of work on the figures in the RTE Results Hub. And he's telling us that in the local electoral areas that make up the Ireland South constituency, that Sinn Féin is on 10%. So if that were the case, there's no European seat for Kathleen Function there or for Paul Gavin on those figures, is there?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's an awful long way to run in that election. And I think, you know, you're two really, really strong candidates there that I think would have gathered a lot of support, not just from Sinn Féin voters, but from across the political spectrum, and a lot of potential transfers that could come into play. I think it's fair to her to be making a call, particularly when it looks as if there is one candidate way out in front with a very significant surplus. So like that clearly.
So you still believe that Kathleen Function can get elected?
I think that's possible, yeah, absolutely. But look, there's a long way to go. It might be a near gain or a near miss, but we will see. And I believe Lynn Boylan is well placed in Dublin as well. So, I think
it's not good enough, is it, for you and for Sinn Féin if you return one seat in the European elections, if Lynn Boylan gets across the line?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've said very clearly, like, it's not the day we were hoping for. It is something that we need to reflect upon. I'm not, I suppose we can't let our heads drop by any manner of means either. We're a party that is not afraid of hard work, and we are very willing to do the hard work now to reflect on what we need to do, how we need to improve our communication. I think we have very strong policies. I think we have very strong spokespersons. Is our message connecting with people in the way that we want it to? So I think there's a lot of discussion that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't be a bit afraid of the hard work that's involved in relation to that. As I say, like, I mean, we currently had one MEP going in to this election. So if we pick up one other, then I think that represents progress. And I would make that point that while it's not the day that we were hoping for, I'm not going to cod anybody in that regard. I would make the point, like, I mean, we are likely to gain about 42 seats on local authorities, which is more than any other party has gained. You would find it hard to, I think the public, I think a lot of them would be very surprised to learn that the government parties are on course to learn about 100 seats when you consider some of the commentary that's been there. But look, we were hoping to do better. But look, we can't let our heads drop. We owe it to the Irish people to go out there now.
Yeah, it's all about performance against expectation. I mean, that's what we're talking about, isn't it? And what we saw in terms of the number of candidates that you ran and the polling that we have seen, 15 polls since January, which put you at very high numbers despite the fall that we saw from the peak in 2022. And you've conceded yourself that you're not where you would want to be. Will Mary Lou address the parliamentary party now, the Sinn Féin parliamentary party, in the coming days? Is that planned?
Well, so we meet every week and we have a discussion about a wide range of issues. So I'm sure that will happen, as in due course, as it always happens, Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there'll be anything except, I'm sure we will have a discussion in relation to the local election. But I would make, like, there's a couple of things I'd say. The first is, like, clearly we do need to reflect on the fact that, right, we've had three very good general elections in a row. Three out of the last four local and European elections haven't gone in our favour. So what is it that is different about local and European elections from general elections, and why do we perform so much better in general elections than local and European elections? So that is a bit of a trend over the course of the last 15 years that we do need to consider. I think some of the challenge may be the fact that incumbency is such a factor at local government, and that for new candidates it can be harder to make an impact. You're climbing up the hill a fair bit now. I have to pay tribute to some of our new councillors that did make that breakthrough in my own constituency, okay, in Carrigaline. We made a very important breakthrough gaining a seat there, and right across the country there are similar stories.
Okay.
So we need to have a reflection and discussion on that. But listen, what I would say as well is, like, right, the challenges facing Irish society remain enormous. I spoke to a healthcare worker on the doors, and she said for the first time in her life she was scared of getting old because of the situation in the hospitals. We owe it to the Irish people to go out there.
I have to leave it there. Thank you so much
fight for
your time.
Government.
All right, Donal O'Leary there from Sinn Féin. Do you accept that point he's making, that they perform very well in local, in general elections, not so in local elections? And could we see that pattern repeated, Gary?
Well, I think he over-egged the idea that they had three very good general elections in a row. They had a reasonable day in 2011, but maybe not as well as they might have had given the collapse of the Fianna Fáil vote. A little bit better again in 2016, but I think underperformed what they thought they would get. And then a sensational result in 2020,
yeah,
which again, and like we're talking about how surprised we are with the collapse in their vote today. And we were talking in the studio in 2020, a tremendous breakthrough, which none of us really saw coming. And yeah, he is right in terms of the fact that general elections are different to local elections because of there is a simple dichotomy at a general election. Do you want to retain the government in some shape or form, whether that would be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Independents or the Social Democrats or the Greens or whoever, or do you want a Sinn Féin-led sort of centre-left government? Now, the point is, even if Sinn Féin do get back to sort of 20% at where they were in 2020, which seems a long way away now, but they certainly could do it, how are they going to get 88 seats to form a government? And that's going to be a big issue.
We want to go to our reporters very shortly in the Cannes Centre. So we'll take a quick break and we'll do that after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.